You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dylan, let's talk about some college football.
Can we still use this music since it's not SEC anymore? I still say yes, but...
Yeah, I mean, we're about to talk about Penn State, right?
Does it hype you up?
Yeah.
Then we're using it.
It used to. It doesn't mean as much anymore because now it's Big Ten music.
Okay. Well, all right. This first story you're going to have to break down for me because the NCAA has revamped policy to expand the influence of big conferences. What is going on with this situation?
I'm confused on this because since when do the big conferences not have the dominance and influence anyways? It's kind of like making a rule that everyone knows is a rule, but just saying, oh, just so you know,
right.
This is the rule.
Right. Yeah, hey, you know what? I'm just going to throw this out there. I don't want anybody else to rule over what I'm doing because I'm supposed to be ruling. Yeah, I mean, okay, whatever you think you're talking about right now, but really you don't have a leg to stand on.
Okay, so. Okay. All right, well, thank you for that explanation.
Yeah.
We'll move on to Phil Steele because we had a chance to talk with him. He's the college football expert. And by the way, Phil Steele's famous college football preview magazine is in stores at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million. We did talk to him about Penn State. Phil believes they are the best team in the country, and here's why.
Yes, I'm going that route this year. It's the first time in the 31 years of the magazine I've picked Penn State number one. And, you know, they've got the same formula that both Ohio State and Michigan had the last 2 years. Michigan 2 years ago had a lot of players turn down the NFL, opted to return, senior-laden team, homegrown team. What I mean by that, they're not using 60 new players in the transfer portal. These guys were recruited by Penn State as freshmen, and now they're seniors. Last year, Ohio State had a ton of players turn down the NFL, opted to return, senior-laden team, NFL prospects, they won the title. And this year, Penn State fits that category. They only lose 5 players to the NFL draft. Guys like Danny Dennis Sutton, a defensive end, Zane Duran, a defensive tackle, both first-round draft picks, opted to return this year. They've got Drew Allar, a veteran quarterback. And if you look at all the top teams from last year, very few return their starting quarterback. Only Penn State and Clemson among the top teams in the country. They have my number one set of running backs in the country with Nicholas Singleton and Catron Allen. They also have Quentin Martin and Corey Smith, a couple of VHT freshman running backs from last year that got their feet wet and are ready to contribute to be stars of the future. They have my number one rated offensive line. Weakness for Penn State was probably wide receiver, and that's the one
All
area
right,
really
for the love,
the
Phil Steele. For the love. For the love. Yeah, did Mike Conte pull that sound? Jeez.
First off, you're in the doghouse. Just want you to know.
Me?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Yeah, you attacked Penn State yesterday. I heard it, so you might want to maybe walk on eggshells with your hatred for Penn State. I did not realize when we were doing this interview yesterday, because there was a lot going on during that interview. If you guys didn't know, we were getting ready to me and Slim were making a plan to switch us back indoors. But I didn't hear him drop the VHT on me in the answer, because I'd ask him about his little abbreviations.
You weren't listening to him? What are you talking about?
No, I was listening.
Never.
Not you.
That now you're in trouble with both
members of management, all right? But like I think there's something there to Penn State. Penn State made a semifinal last year. Have we forgotten about that? And they did lose two VHTs, but they were also All-American players in Warren and
Abdul-Carter.
Abdul-Carter. Why can't I remember his name today?
I don't know. I don't know.
But they've also recruited well. They've run into their biggest obstacle is their head coach.
I was going to say, it's actually very, very similar to the questions that were facing Ryan Day before last year. Are they not? Ryan Day was very, very good for a long time, but could never get over the hump. James Franklin, kind of along those same lines. And that's one of the reasons by the end of the interview, I was like, you know what, man? You kind of talked me into
it.
I kind of understand it now.
Problem for me is Ryan Day has beaten teams he's supposed to beat at times. James Franklin hasn't. He's got like one win against Penn State in his time there, and he's been there, I think, 10 years now. So, yeah, I think this is like year 10 for him there. So
who'd you say he's got one win against who?
Ohio State.
Okay.
And I think that might have been against Urban. I don't think he's beat Ryan Day. He's got maybe one win against Michigan, maybe two. So, if that. So, he has never been able to beat the top-tier teams in the Big Ten. So, to me, James Franklin is a lower tier than Ryan Day was going into last year.
But dude, let's not forget that Ryan Day lost to Michigan last year. I mean, and it had no business doing so. So, I mean, it kind of just is what it is. I mean, like I said, by the time we got done talking to Phil Steele, I kind of understood it. I was like, you know what, man? You kind of make a lot of good points. They are very similar in terms of the talent they've returned, and they come from the Big Ten.
Dude, so, this is like year 12 for him, I think, at Penn State. That's crazy, ain't it?
He's been around a long time.
Well, and Phil Steele was also talking about why he thought Georgia fell short last season and kind of what he expects from the Dogs this season.
One of the reasons they didn't go as far as they did last year, especially during the regular season, was their three toughest games last year during the regular season were Ole Miss, Alabama, and Texas. They had to play all three of them on the road last year, and they lost two of them. Still ended up winning the SEC, but then, of course, lost Carson Beck to injury and then lost the playoff game. This year, they probably lack the star power they've had the last couple of seasons, but overall, this is a talented team. Defensively, you know, you go to the third string, they've got five stars at third string, as usual. They do a great job recruiting. I think the defense will be top-notch once again. Gunnar Stockton gives them a little bit more mobility at the quarterback position.
Yeah, I mean, look, first and foremost for me, they got to stay healthy on the offensive line. But I think that their floor is always going to be considered to be two losses. I think that's what you have in Kirby Smart. Their floor is always going to be considered to be two losses. You wonder where those two losses come from if you do get two losses. But they're always going to be the team that has the grit, that has the ability to keep that floor relatively high.
All right, well, let's go ahead and squeeze in my Allie Mac drop real fast. Okay, so I have a math conundrum for us because we've been up here at Falcons training camp, and yesterday when I put on my GPS, it said I was going to get home at 1:17, okay? 1:17.
Wow.
That's before, and that was over an hour drive because I'm over in Marietta. What I love, though, is I pay my monies, and I go in the express lane.
Of course you do. Of course you do. Get that peach pass rolling.
Exactly. And so I was on 85 yesterday, and it was jammed from Pleasant Hill down to 285. Just absolutely slammed. I believe you two experienced this
as well.
So 1:17 was the GPS time. ETA. One of the things I love when I use that express lane is watching that time go down.
1:17 to 1:16 to 1:15.
All right. So then why did I walk in my door at 1:13? 4 minutes difference. And there was nothing backed up on 285, nothing backed up on 75, to the point that I researched. And apparently you're supposed to save 30% of your time if you take the express lane. Okay, and now I've looked up to see what I was charged for yesterday. It has not hit quite yet, but last week I was charged about $1.50 for Tuesday, $4 for Thursday.
Yeah.
Is 4 minutes worth $4?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For me, it is. Yeah, I mean, like, let's go ahead and throw that out there. Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, I have never once looked at the Peach Pass lane and thought, nah, I'm not doing that today.
Right,
it's a little steep.
Right.
You know, like, at no point have I ever been like, yeah, I'm gonna switch out of that one.
I have when it's been too expensive. Sometimes the 85 at Express Lane is just like 12. I've seen it like $12 before, and I'm like,
$12 a mile?
No, not a mile, but just like
the
to that distance, which is like normally an exit.
I've seen it like $4.50 a mile.
I got in the express lane yesterday. I hit traffic on 85. I had to go to get mail, so I, which is my daughter, if you guys don't know, I got traffic on 85, 285, and 75, and it from where we're sitting right now to just in the area of my in-laws at 62 miles from here, and then I have to go back to Woodstock. So I was in the truck from 12, what we say, 12:15 we got in our vehicles yesterday,
something around there. Yeah.
And then I got home yesterday around 3:10.
Yeah, man.
The biggest takeaway is my in-laws for about 15 minutes.
I was going to say the biggest takeaway is if you're out there in traffic, man, we're living that same life these days.
Yeah, these days.
Yeah, we're living the same life these days.
After next Wednesday, it's going to tail off a lot.
Well, I'm going to watch how much time I save today because I'm going to use the express lane today. I already know that. But I'm going to watch how much time I save versus how much money it costs because I'm not sure I'm getting my ROI here. But I really do love jumping in that express lane so much.
Mike, that means return on investment.
Okay, thanks, bud.
Coming up next, Ruka Roro was so kind to stop by the morning shift yesterday after practice. You want to hear his stance on getting in these fights or not that are happening that you keep hearing about. You'll hear from him next with the morning shift live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.